This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Baruch Mabam. So we continue Masechet Yevamos. Tonight's blad is Zayin Amud Beis. So we wanted to know, basically, where we left it last time. We wanted to know, why do we need the Pasuk of Aleha? Aleha teaches me that you don't do Yibam to an Erva. Why do I need a Pasuk that you don't do Yibam to an Erva? Why would I ever think you do Yibam to an Erva? After all, why Aseh is not Doicha, Lois Aseh Sheyesh Boi Kareis. So why do I need the Pasuk of Aleha? So why do I need the Pasuk of Aleha? So the Gemara made the following attempt on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Eish Yisach was included in all the Arayas, and Eish Yisach was taken out of the Klal to teach that you do Yibum to it. So, Kol Dover Shei B'Klal V'Yotza Min HaKlal, Loi L'Lamed Al Atzma Yotza, Ela L'Lamed Al HaKlal Kula Yotza. So therefore, if you do Yibam to Neish Yisach, you probably do Yibam to any of the Arayas. And the Gemara says that's a bad analogy. This is because normally, Kol Dover Shehiyah B'chlal is as follows. Kol Dover Shehiyah B'chlal is, you have a Chumra, a general Chumra, and then we're Mefareh to Chumra by one of them. So we say that one case reflects on all the cases. Like, we know that all Kodshim, the Gemara says, there's a general klal that if somebody eats Kodshim, betumah the chayiv kares. And then it specifies it by shlomim, so it's to reflect on all Kodshim that if you eat Kodshim betumah, you're chayiv kares. So there, that's a klal l'chumra and a prat l'chumra. So the prat reflects on the klal. However, by Eish Yisach, there's a klal l'chumra and there's a prat l'kula, so we apply a different rule. And that rule, the rule that we apply, is called davar shahaya b'chlal. V'yatsa lidoim b'davar achadosh i'atar rashoy l'achziroi l'chlaloi ad shachzirenu l'cha akasav b'feirosh. And the Gemara gives an example. It says that a mitzayra shachz his asham in the same place that he shechs the chatas and the oila, and then it says the asham is like the chatas. So wait a second, what does it mean? Why does it have to say the asham is like the chatas? So the Gemara says because the asham of a mitzvah has a special din, namely that we have to sprinkle blood on his big toe and his big thumb. So you would think that since it's yatsam and aklal, it only has these dinim of an asham, but does not have the standard dinim of an asham, and that it does not require matan damim on the mizbeach, and it doesn't require burning the emurim on the mizbeach. So therefore, it has to bring it back to the klal. So let's read again. Let's start from Detanya, about 8 lines up on Zayin Amud Aleph. Detanya, what is an example of Kol Davar Shehaya B'chlal V'yatsa Lidoim B'Davar Achadosh I'ata Rashel Achzir L'Chlaloi Ad Shechzrenu L'cha Akasu B'Feirosh? What's an example? Ketzad, the Shachad Es HaKeves B'Makam Asher Yishchad Es HaChatos. The Mitzvah is going to shech the Keves of the Asham in the place that he shechted the Chatos and the Oila. The asham is like the chatas. This asham is like the chatas. It doesn't have to say the chatas is like an asham. The asham was removed from the cloud to teach me a new din. B'boyen yad u'boyen ragel. That you sprinkle blood on the big thumb and the big toe, Hayamanis, the right one, so I would think it does not require the placing of blood and emurim on the mizbeach. Talmud Loimar, so it comes to teach, ki kachatos ha'ashamu. that the asham is like a chatas. Ma chatas tunad mata nava emurim legam mizbeach. Just like a chatas requires the placement of blood and the burning of the emurim on the mizbeach, af asham ta'on matan damim ve'imurim legam mizbeach. So too the asham requires placing of blood and putting the emurim on the mizbeach. And had the pasuk not reverted it back to the klal, I would not have known that the asham by a mitzvah requires matan damim and sreifas emurim on the mizbeach. V'loya hadre kra, if the pasuk would not have reverted it, havamina, I would have thought lamai de nafak, that it only emerged for what it emerged, but it did not emerge for any of the other hilchais asham. Ulamai de loy nafak, loy nafak. And for what it did not emerge, it is not like an asham. Hachanami, here too, hava amina, I would have thought, eishas ach de ishtara ishtaroi. Eishasach, where the Torah takes it out of the general klal to matter it for yibum, so eishasach is mutter. Shar arayas loy, but other arayas, no, the Torah never mattered. Ay, why don't we say kol davar shiyotzim na klal loy lalamin al atzma yotza elo lalamin al klal kulay? The answer is because this is not an example of this klal. That klal is only relevant when the prad is machmir like the klal. But when the prad is mekel, so maybe that kula only applies to that particular exception and it's not brought back to the rest of the klal. So basically, we're still up the creek without a paddle. We don't know why we need aleha. Why do I need aleha? And don't say I learned it from Eishasach, because Eishasach is a chidush. And ain loy boy ala chidusha. Maybe the Torah only matered Eishasach and not Achos Isha. So says the Gemara, I have another attempt, and that is we'll learn it out from Eishasach through a mamatzinu. Or the Bach says, Sagda Chamina, Tesi Achosisha, B'mamotzinu, B'me Eishasach. Let's learn out Achosisha from a mamatzinu of Eishasach. Now, Rabbi Kiveger says, look in Toysus in Yuma, Daf Memam and Beis. What is Toysus in Yuma, Memam and Beis ask? Toysus asks a very simple question. We just said you can't learn out from Eishasach, because Eishasach is Davar Sheyotza Menaklal, Iata Yachal Lachzir Lechlalai, Achach Zerna Kasav Lechlalai Beferush. Eishasach is a Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush Akra, Ve'en Loi Boi Ela Chiddusha. We just said why we can't learn out from Eishasach, because it's one of the Yud Gimel Nidoi Shatar Nidreshes Behem. It was something, really, in general, I could learn out from Eishasach. But since Eishasach was in a klal, and it was Yotzim in a klal, Lelamed, Iyato Yachalach Zir Lechlaloi, Achach Zerna Kasav Lechlaloi, Beferosh. So that is Tosus' Kasha in Yuma. For all those who are not learning Daf HaShavua in Moed, Yuma time, including myself, I just came by Beya. You know, I missed Yuma and Sukkah. So we're almost there, maybe another 45 years. But that's Tosus and Yuma's Kasha. Says Gemara, Ma'eshes ach miyabma, right? So we'll make a mamatzin. Ma'eshes ach miyabma, af achas isha tisyabim. Just like eshes ach, we do yibum, so to achas isha, you should do yibum too. So Gemara says, what kind of mamatzinu is that? We know there's a rule, when you make a mamatzin, you could ask a pircha kaldehu on a mamatzinu. The limud of mamatzinu is not the strongest limud in the world, and you could ask a pircha on it. Says Gemara, mi dami, is it similar? Hasam chad isura, by eishasach, it's one isur. So maybe the Torah only matters one isur for yibum. Hacha tre isura. But when you have achis isha, it's two isurim. Says the Gemara, mahu detema. You ready for this? This is one of the most famous lines in Yevamos. Mahu detema. I know I said that yesterday, but it's true. Yesterday also we had a famous line. But yesterday we had Mali Chumra Zuta, Mali Chumra Rabba. Today we have another famous line, Mahu Detema, Hoil the Ishtari Ishtari. Since it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Once you're at it, you might as well knock off another Isser. Once the Torah is knocking off Eishasach, you might as well knock off Achas Isha also. I mean, that makes sense. You know, once I'm eating pork, I might as well eat it on Yom Kippur. once I'm mattering Isurim, you know, go for the gold. That seems to be what the Gemara Svara is. Now, obviously, you have to understand what in the world is a Svara and what is the precedence for once we knock off one Isur, we should knock off another. I mean, doesn't logic dictate just the opposite? Eishes Ach we push off because it's mitzvah bekach. There's no scenario of Yibam without pushing off an Eishes Ach, but what's the logic that just like we push off Eishes Ach, we should push off Achas Isha? So the Gemara says, I'm going to find you the following logic. Now, in order to know this logic, we just have to be aware of a few halachas. And that is, in the Midbar, the Jewish people had three camps. You had Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, and Machane Yisrael. Now, different types of tumas were excluded from different camps, but the most chamor of all the tumas is a Metzaira. Metzaira has to go out of all three machanos. Remember, the Shvile Pinchas says, because the Metzaira spoke Lashon Hara, so his tongue left his palate, left his teeth. The teeth are supposed to be a guard to make sure you don't use your tongue, and it left your lips. So it left three machanos. So Mida Kenegin Mida, we tell him, get out of three machanos. Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, Machane Yisrael. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were also three corresponding levels. Machane Shechina was the Beis HaMikdash itself, including the Chatzar. Including the Chatzar. The Machane Levia is the whole Har HaBayis. Now, who cannot go on the Har HaBayis? Who can't go into the Mikdash and the Chatzar? Someone who's a Tamei Mace. Who can't go on the Har HaBayis? Someone who has Tumas HaGuf, like a Baal Keri. What's the reason we don't go on the Har HaBayis? Because we're Tamei. So you say, fine, so go to the Mikvah. No, maybe someone's a Zav, and for a Zav, you can't just go to a Mikvah. So go to Ichveis, go to a Mayim Chayim, and that gets rid of Zav. There are places that even a Zav cannot go, even if he goes to a Mikvah Mayim Chayim, and we're not quite sure exactly where that is. Okay, and then there's Yerushalayim. Who can't go into Yerushalayim? A Metzaira. Metzaira cannot go into Yerushalayim. Now, so you have the Mikdash is the Machane Shechina, the Har HaBayis is the Machane Levia, and Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael. So now a Metzaira is not allowed to go into Yerushalayim b'chlal. However, when his saras gets better, in other words, when it disappears, and he waits 7 days, he's allowed to enter Yerushalayim. Then on the 8th day, he could enter the Machane Levia. But he cannot enter the Mikdash and the Chatzar. Because he still is awaiting the sprinkling of the blood. So this is the status of the Metzaira. So the Gemara tells us the following story. The Tanya, Metzaira Shechal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev Pesach. A Metzaira that his 8th day came out on Erev Pesach. That's a busy day. Rashi says, Shehu Yom Havas Karbonosav. So that's the day he has to bring his Karbonos. V'tzarch Lovei B'Har HaBayis. He's going to have to come on the Har HaBayis. B'Shar Niknar, in the gate of Niknar, U'lahachnis Yadav La'azara, and to stick his fingers into Azara, Litein Min Adam L'Bahaynos. To put from the blood onto his Bahaynos, onto his big toe and big thumb. Now, let's think for a moment. This Metzaira, he was originally had to be sent out of Yerushalayim, but his tzaras healed, and he waited 7 days, and now he's entering Yerushalayim. On the 8th day, he's Mechusar Kippurim. He still has to bring his karbanos, and he's going to stick his fingers into the Azara. Now, can he stand on the Shar Niknar? The Shar Niknar technically is not Kedushas HaMikdash. Because if it was Kedushas HaMikdash, the Metzaira would not be allowed to stand there if he's a Mechusar Kippurim. So the floor of the Shar Niknar is just Kedushas Har HaBayis. But he is sticking his thumbs into the Azara, and we're going to deal with that in a moment. How in the world does he stick his thumbs in, but his thumbs are Mechusar Kippurim, and there's Bias Mektsasay Shma Bia. Entering even just with your thumbs is considered a Bia. Now, why are we saying that the Shar Niknar is not Tumas Machane Levia? Why are we saying it's not Tumas Mikdash? Because if it was Tumas Mikdash, the Metzora couldn't stand there. Well, maybe he stands beyond the Shar Niknar and he sticks his thumbs all the way in. The answer is the width of the Shar Niknar is way too wide for someone to stand beyond the Shar Niknar and to stick his fingers all the way through. And therefore we allow him to stand on the Shar Niknar because the ground of the Shar Niknar is not Machane Shechina, it's Machane Levia. So he's in a perfect situation. He's standing in a place he's allowed to stand, but we're going to discuss whether his fingers are going to a place that they're not allowed to be in. We're worried that his fingers are going to go to a place where they're not allowed to be in. Now, let's talk about the following. What happened to this Metzora? Says the Gemara, V'ra keri boy b'yayim. Oh boy, he became tamei. He saw keri that day. Now, why are we talking about keri? Why don't we talk about tumas sheretz and nevela? Because tamei, Rashi says tamei sheretz and tamei nevela and tumas meis. You could go in the harabayis. The only thing a tamei meis cannot do is go into the machane shechina. That's why it's a big mistake to think, oh, we don't go into the harabayis because we're tamei meis. Tumas Meis does not preclude us from going to the Har Habayis. What precludes us from going to the Har Habayis is we're Tumas Keri. So you say go to the mikvah. No, what really precludes us is we might be a Zav. So go to the mikvah of Mayim Chayim. There are places on the Har Habayis that a Zav cannot go to. Where are they? We maintain we don't know. And therefore we are Machmir not to go on to the Har Habayis. However, our cousins do go on to the Har Habayis. And Rav Avigdor Miller writes in a sefer that nobody wanted to publish, that Hashem did a very big chesed that he gave our cousins rights to the Har Habayis, because they make sure that we don't go there. And because if we go there in a state of tumah, it's not a good thing. Okay, technically speaking, if you could identify exactly where on the Har Habayis a Zav who went to a mikvah, Mayim Chayim, could go, then maybe it would be okay, but we, Lamaisa, are not fully aware of this. I know Mati's really enjoying this. Okay, so let us get back into the signoin over here. The bottom line is the tumah we're dealing with is tumas sheretz and tumas keri, not tumas sheretz and nevela, because tumas sheretz, or even tumas meis, nechnosim l'harabayis. Like it says in Elu Devarim, in Psachim, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Fine. Shar Niknar, says Rashi, was never niskadish b'kdushas azara, like we say in Psachim. So Shar Niknar is like the Har Habayis. I'm paraphrasing Rashi. And a Tomei Meis could enter there. But a Balkeri cannot go into Har Habayis. Mishaleach chutz l'shnei machanos, like a Zov. Like it says in Eil Devarim, Zav v'chol Zav v'ravis Balkeri. So a Balkeri has no business on the Har Habayis. So this Metzora is up the creek without a paddle. Why? Because it's Erev Pesach. And he has to shecht the Pesach. So we'll say, let someone shecht it for him. No, someone can't shecht it for him. You can't shecht the Pesach for someone who can't eat it. So why can't he eat it? He's a Metzora. When he's a Metzora, let him go in to purify himself by standing on the Shar Niknar and sticking his fingers in. And if he purifies himself, he'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach at night. No, he can't purify himself because he's a Balkeri, so he can't even get to the Shar Niknar, which has Kedushas Machane Levia, Kedushas Har Habayis. In other words, there's a catch 22. He can't eat the Pesach if he's a Metzora. He can't purify from being a Metzora because he's a Balkeri. So what does he do? So we tell him like this. We tell him, V'taval, he goes to the mikvah. Ah, he still can't go in because he's a Tful Yoyim. And a Tful Yoyim cannot go into the Har Habayis. Amru Chachamim, the rabbi said, Afa Pishain Tful Yom Achar Nichnas, even though another Tful Yom cannot enter the Harabayas, Zen Nichnas. This Tful Yom can enter the Harabayas. You hear this? There is a guy who could go to the Harabayas. Who is he? A Tful Yom on Erev Pesach. Tful Yom Achar Nichnas, Zen Nichnas. This guy can enter. Why? Because the mitzvahs asay sheyesh by kares of Karban Pesach pushes off the mitzvahs asay of a tful yom not entering the harabayas. Here we have a new rule. You ready for this rule? Asay sheyesh by kares doicha asay. Even though Tosfos said a klal on daf, I believe daf hey omer aleph. My ome hayase me hayase, the top Tosfos on the left hand side. Nope. On that Vav Amar Aleph. Tosfos said, "My ome hayase me hayase." Well, there are cases where an asay could push off an asay. Namely, if the one asay is a yesh by kares, which is a karban pesach, could push off an asay shein by kares. So the asay of karban pesach should push off the asay of entering the mikdash as a tful yom. Look at Rashi. Shiyavay asay the Pesach sheyesh by kares. Dim lo yachnas yadol b'hoinois. If he doesn't stick his fingers in, lo yitar, he won't be tar lecha pischei le'erev. V'yidche asay, and he's going to push off the asay of yishalchu min amachana, which does not have kares, because kares, friends, is only if you enter the azara. But a tful yoim that enters the harabais is not chayiv kares. She'in oynish kares ela bias azara. V'zeh lo yikonis azara ela l'shari niknar, which is only the harabayis. And then he'll be kamtar from the tzaras. And how's he going to get his karm pesach into the Beis HaMikdash to be shachted? He'll send it in with the shliach. And he'll wait for nightfall, and he'll become tahar from the keri, and he'll eat the pesach. So this is a very interesting possibility. You hear what the guy does? We say that even though a tful yom cannot enter the harabayis, this tful yom could enter the harabayis. Normally, if somebody became a balkari and he went to the mikvah and he's waiting for Harav Shemesh, it is an isser dairaisa for him to enter the harabayis. So how does this mitzoira, who's a balkari, enter the, and stand by the shar niknar? The answer is he utilizes the principle, asay sheyesh by kares doicha asay. Says the Gemara, another alternative, that it, not everybody agrees that a tful yom cannot enter the harabayis midairaisa. Some say that a tful yom can is only precluded from entering the harabayis midrabanan. Who says it?
Pesach sheni.
What about it?
There's an alternative.
Yeah, but right now there's a chiyuv asay, and you're saying so it's not. It's not Hechsher Mitzvah, according to Rashi?
Why don't we say then for anybody who's Tamei in general that the Mitzvah Saseh of Pesach with the Kareh should be Doicha, any sort of Tumah? Why is he special? The whole purpose of Pesach Sheni were for those who were Tamei, who couldn't do the Pesach.
Why don't we say that Aseh Sheyesh by Kareh pushes off Stam and Aseh? Why don't we say that Asay Sheyesh by Kares pushes off?
The whole reason for Pesach Sheni was for those that were Tamei that couldn't partake in the Karban Pesach. So this is a case where a person's Tamei, and yet we're saying that the Asay should be Daichalais Asay. So why don't we say in all cases that are Tamei? What's a chilek?
How is a Tamei Mace going to eat the Karban Pesach? I guess. I mean, because let the asay push off the asay?
But at least in this case, you could say that he has an alternative where he can wait until Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, but isn't he waiting to just? Meaning, he has to go to the mikvah. He doesn't. He's not going to eat it while he's coming.
See, this guy, but right. By pushing off the tumah temporarily, at least at the end of the day, he could wait for Harav Shemesh and eat it in complete tahara. But in a regular case, he's going to be tamei mase in the evening. It's not going to help him to. First of all, by the way, he can't go in. Going in is not going to do anything. He has to eat it, and at the time he's eating, he's going to be tamei. Yeah, Nassim, you agree with that? But I'm not sure, because the maisa.
A regular tzulyan can eat a karm pesach at night. The only problem here that is a karm is because he has to stick his behind his head. But a tamei mase can't eat anyway. That's why he waits to pesach sheni.
So Asi's asking, let the assay of karm pesach push off the assay of eating the karban betuma. It could be, by the way, that's not even an assay. Eating a carbon batuma, what's the issue of eating a carbon batuma? I'm not sure. Let's weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there is an opinion that entering the Harabayis as a tvol yoim is not a iser asei d'oraisa, but rather it is a drabanan. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, now Rabbi Yochanan's arguing on the braisa. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be arguing on the Braisa. Tosfos discusses the possibility that Rabbi Yochanan is also a Tana Upaleg. Tosfos is disinclined to say that. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Devar Torah afilu asei lesbe. It's not even an asei. Shenemar, Vayamoy Yehoshaphat b'kahal Yehuda. Yehoshaphat stood among the congregation of Yehuda, lefnei hachatzar hachadasha, before the new courtyard. My hachatzar hachadasha. What's the new courtyard? Where do we have this Gemara? The Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, shechidshu b'idvarim. They innovated matters about the chatzar. Amar tful yom lo yikonis the machane leviyah. They said that tful yom cannot enter the machane leviyah. Now, you ready for this? Watch this. V'yamar Ula said, Matam! How could the Metzorah stick his behindos into the Azara? Because there are two issues over here. Number one, he's a Tful Yaim. And a Tful Yaim, although a Tful Yaim to enter the Machane Leviyah is only an Aseh or a Drabanan, but to enter the Azara is a Kares. How could this Tful Yoim stick his finger in? So you say, well, he's only sticking his finger in, and Bias Mitzasai Loishma Bia. But how could he stick his finger in? We all Bias Mitzasai Shma Bia. So in that's the case, a Tful Yoim is now sticking in a finger into the Azar. That's a Chi of Kares. So don't tell me the Asay pushes it off, because now we're dealing with a Kares. Until now, we were talking about the Machane Shechina. The Machane Leviyah. The Machane Leviyah, there's no kares, it's only an asei. So asei sheish by kares of Pesach pushes off a regular, ordinary, everyday asei. But now that we're dealing with the Azara, so how does he stick his finger in there? Says the Gemara, Adavar Oyem Menaira. Says the Gemara, V'amar Ula, Matam, Hoyal, V'hutar, Litzaratai. Huter lekariyai. Since we are matir the Tumas Mitzayra to go into the Azara, because think about it, the guy's a Mitzayra. How's he allowed to stick his finger in the Azara? And perforce, this procedure requires us to overlook Tumas Mitzayra regarding sticking his behindos into the Azara. So just like we push off the Tumas Mitzayra, we're going to push off the Tumas Balkari of Tful Yaim. Look at Rashi. V'amar Ula b'mesachtas v'achim da'amar Ula bia b'miksas shma bia. A partial bia is considered coming. V'ozvine mehadiktani. And we ask from that which it says, Zenichnas u'machnas yaday l'bahayna, said he sticks his fingers in v'yam rabia b'miksas shma bia. Nihina midinichnas l'arabayis. I understand he can enter l'arabayis mishum da'asei she'im boi kareis hu l'bahaynais. Regarding the Bahainois, it's aimed by Kares, or the Asay Shem by Kares, but the Bahainois, Hechi Matsima Ayal Yadeh. How could he stick his hand in? Aidiva Aidi Asay Sheish by Kares. So once we're dealing with the Azara, this is not a regular, ordinary aseh anymore. This is aseh sheish bekaris, the kaim alam b'menachas ba'akoy mitzraba, because we hold the menachas and akoy mitzraba, mechusar kipurim, someone who's lacking tara, shenichnas lamikdash anus karis. Ve'insarach loymar tful yoyim, and certainly a tful yoyim who is waiting for harv shemesh, v'shar kolatmeim. And Ula answered, Mitzorah is different. Because since we allow the Bia b'miktsasa legabe the tsaras, because he's mechusar kipurim, and it should really be a chi of karis. In other words, legabe tumas mitzorah is mechusar kipurim. He didn't have the sprinkling yet. And yet the Torah mattered it, because otherwise there's no way for the Mitzvah ever to become tar. So we utilize the following principle. Once we matter the Tzaras, we're going to matter the Tumas Kari. Hoter Namel Kari. Alma, we see that once the Torah comes and matters one Isser, it says once we're mattering one Isser, we're going to matter the other Isser also. Hovish Daroi Chad Yisura. Since we matter one Isser, Ishtaroi Nami Idach Dahavigabe, we're going to matter the other one that is with it as well. So that is the raya that we say, Hal v'ishtari ishtari. Again, the raya is, the Mitzoyra, who is a Baal Keri, is in a catch-22 regarding eating his Pesach, because he can't eat the Pesach if he's a Mitzoyra, and he can't purify from being a Mitzoyra if he's a Baal Keri. So we matir the Tful Yoim from to enter the Machane Levia, the Harabayas, because we say the aseh of Pesach, which is a kares, pushes off the aseh that a tful yom can't come in. But now the Gemara wants to know, but how can he stick his fingers in? Bias miktsasa shmei bia. And regarding that, that's going into the azara, and the azara is chi of kares. And the Gemara says, it's because since we matter the kares of mitzoyra, we agavor chamater the kares of tful yom. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everyone for listening. Wishing you an amazing day. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.